Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Some patients with chronic hepatitis C progress from a relatively benign condition to a life-threatening illness. Interferon has been used to try to prevent this, but researchers have struggled to investigate its effects reliably. Ron Koretz from Granada Hills in the USA tells us about the January 2013 update of the relevant Cochrane Review, outlining what the authors did to try and solve this and what they found.
A minority of patients infected with chronic hepatitis C will develop an end-stage liver disease known as decompensated cirrhosis, cancer, or both in the decades that follow the infection. This slow natural history makes it difficult to conduct randomized trials that will assess the effects of an intervention on these outcomes directly. Instead, treatment trials have used a so-called surrogate outcome, namely a sustained viral response, which is the disappearance of hepatitis C viral RNA from the patient's bloodstream. However, this surrogate has not been validated. So it wasn't possible to be sure whether a sustained viral response would actually translate into a decreased risk for end-stage liver disease. This is one of the things that we explored when updating this Cochrane review, and we found that a sustained viral response may not be a good guide for predicting the prevention of severe liver problems. Our systematic review investigated the effects of interferon alone as a retreatment for individuals who had failed to develop a sustained viral response after one or more previous courses of treatment. Although this type of monotherapy is no longer used, two of our observations have important implications for the development of future treatments. The first was that patients treated with pegylated interferon for several years may have died more frequently than did patients who did not receive this drug. These extra deaths were due to causes that were not directly related to the liver. Although it is possible that the excess deaths are due to chance, our updated review provides the only such information that is available, and future patients who are offered pegylated interferon should be informed of this finding. Our second important finding is that even though patients in the interferon group appeared to have a poorer clinical outcome, they had more sustained viral responses. In other words, this surrogate outcome failed to validate. It failed to predict what would happen to the patient's future liver disease, which means that we cannot assume that producing a sustained viral response is necessarily desirable. If this surrogate outcome is to be used in any other treatment scenario, then it first needs to be shown to be valid. And therefore, if trials of potential treatments for chronic hepatitis C don't assess clinical outcomes, we will not be able to determine the potential benefits of these treatments for patients.
The full review, including details of the 7 trials with more than 2,000 patients that have been included in this update, are available from thecochranelibrary.com. That's also the place to find future updates of the review should the appropriate trials get done.